the sod show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m. Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM with myself, Peter Donegan, and there's no Brian. There is no Brian Green. Apparently, Brian is in transit due to matters that could only go on in Brian's brain seem to have delayed him. I say that in jest, Brian. I know you're listening and you are en route, or O-U-T-E, that is, as versus or O-O-T. The sense of humour of gardens. However, without Brian, this does give me a little bit more time to talk about gardenings as versus the trivialities that we usually end up talking about for no apparent reason. As I did say before, anything that is great outdoors is always good. And if you need to get in touch with us in the studio, you can do so in the following ways. If you are on the Twitter sphere, you can use the hashtag Sodshow. The text number is 0879771032. And to those friends of mine listening in the United States and in Australia and in New Zealand. Ooh, yes, we have friends in New Zealand. I had emails this morning. One of them said, Peter, quote, I will be tuned in for the Sod Show. However, please, could you, sorry, I just have to take out the expletives here, but discontinue your non-incessant ramblings and continue on with gardening. We had two or three emails in actually saying it's supposed to be a gardening show, but there is very little talk about gardenings. One or two actually did use expletives, and whilst they are appreciated, the reality is there are friends of mine who like gardening, who like the great outdoors, but they're not horticulturists, they're not botanists, and I think there is a place for everybody. If you like to use the elongated botanical names, it's absolutely fine. But for those who don't, and for those who just like to do the 5-minute gardener, as I like to call it, it's extremely important that they are included as well. However, I think this week on my own blog, I had been talking about picking food for free from the wild, and it's something that myself and Brian had discussed. The ones that I had covered this week, and I did cover five beforehand. The five that I'd covered beforehand, just as an FYI for your own information. The first one was the sloe. The second one was the damson. Both of them are closely related. In fact, very, very related. The third one I had noted was the nightshade, which is the Solanum dulcimara. And it's not entirely related to the Atropa belladonna, but it's the point I think I was trying to make on that one was that it is considered a poisonous plant, the type you could knock off your granny with or your mother-in-law if you should choose. Pardon me, mother-in-laws and grandmothers, for saying it that. But number four I had on that list was the rose hip, and number five was the one that we would all know, which is the blackberry, or the Rubus fruticosus, if you wish to impress your girlfriend on a Friday night down the pub. The second list that I had come up with, I think it's a little bit of a different list, because the other ones were more fruit. Well, bar one, obviously, which is the deadly nightshade one. But the other list I'd come up with, it's the more food that I like to eat as I'm walking along, when I'm out in the fields, when I'm picking some fruit. But it's the kind of food that I like to eat when or so I don't have to bring a packed lunch. And number one on that list was the nettle. That might be surprising to some, but the nettle is very, very, very high in vitamin A, C and protein. It's a little bit similar in that context to the rosehip, if you remember. Now, the rosehip, just to give you an idea on that one, it has 20% more vitamin C than the orange that we would both know. And I think it's got 5 times more vitamin C than the blackberry. The second one was the elderflower. Now, we had this on the show some time ago. And the elderflower is most commonly used for making elderflower champagne. Now, I think biblically, if that's the correct word to use, it can't actually be called champagne unless it is from that region. Is that correct? Any wine buffs out there might be able to tell me. But the one thing and the one way I prefer to eat, silly as this may sound, elderflowers, and I have noted it, is as a horse might do, just munching on the flowers. But The golden rule seems to be for any of the fruits that I have said that you can pick from the wild, as long as you mix its own weight in equal measures with sugar and water. It is, I think with the other ones you've got to boil it, but with elderflower it kind of makes that, do you know the Waltons rocking back and forward on the armchair, on the veranda, what we might call a deck, a refreshing lemonade is how I would like to call it. But depending on how long you leave it, it will make alcohol, in short. It comes from the plant the Sambucus nigra is the technical name, again, if you wish to impress the love of your life. The third one was the hawthorn, which is the Crataegus monogyna. The Crataegus is actually in berry at this moment in time, but mixed with sugar and boiled to a pulp with water and thrown in with something, for example, like the crabapple, which is the next one that I had on the list. Again, the crabapples, they're not very exciting on their own, not at all. But although I do eat them as I'm walking along, the reality is they, you know, they're just not as nice as what you and I would know as like the Granny Smith. Number five on that list actually was the beech, which is the Fagus sylvatica. The leaves can be eaten come spring. In particular, what I would say is the buds are quite tasty. For those who are into foraging, it'd take a year and a half to probably collate maybe one basket full of. But again, the point I would make is that it's nice to just eat them as you're walking along. The beauty about the beech actually is the nuts that come from it. And what you will find is about three of them in the one little pocket as you're going along. Very, very tasty. But again, a pain in the tush to, you might say, forage again. A couple of notes that have come up on this week. It's Rediscover Fashion. You might remember my friends from Ballymun. They make clothing from nothing but recycled, and they have an upcoming fashion show which is being held in conjunction with a Classy Lass Bridal Boutique at Barberstown Castle. That's in Strathan and in County Kildare. I'll have to get you further details on that, but if I'm sure if you Google Rediscover Fashion you will find them there. But I have to say, it was at the one that they did in Ballymun there, I think it was about 2 years ago. I haven't been there since, did video it at the time, and I have to say it was well worth going to. Quite inspiring, to be quite honest with you. Anne Lynch, my good friend from Ballybottle Hedgegrow Society, she has a walk on this Sunday. The meeting point is in my own hometown of Ballybottle. The meeting point is O'Connor's Pub. It's the only pub in the village. The kickoff is at 2 p.m. She's asking for a donation of €2 towards their liability insurance. Yes, I'll try that again. €2 towards the towards Ballybottle Hedgegrow Society's liability insurance, which is now due. At that cost them €180 per year. She also has, and this is very worthwhile noting, she has a lecture coming up in late November. It's presented, or due to be presented, by Dr. Declan Doog. It'll be on Hedgegrows and it will be at another local venue. And they also have hedge laying in the same month. I was at that one actually down in Sonarta some time ago. This one will be sponsored by John Dockrell, and he is a great supporter, I have to say. He has a recycling vehicle facility there in Wimbledon, also based in Ballybottle. We're going to skip to a song of the week, which is coming slightly earlier than normal, but being that I'm on my own, I'm feeling a little bit lonely. We're just going to pause and take a little bit of a break for this. The Sod Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM with Peter Donegan and
Brian Green.
Well, that was good for a take two, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Harvest for the World, which one was that? That's Christians.
Oh God, Brian, you're asking me.
I think it was.
Yes, I thought it was. Did Tears for Fears not do a version of that?
No, it was the Christians did it in the '80s, and they were copying somebody from way before. Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, what happened to you? Yeah, did the cat eat your homework? We're not in school, Brian. It's okay.
Actually,
you can tell us.
You can I'll tell everybody. I was here at 2:20 before you. Without the materials that were necessary for the show, which is so I went back to get my homework and brought my homework, and now you don't want to correct it.
No, I don't want to correct it. I don't want to correct it.
I was listening to you on the radio, which is really weird to be listening to my own radio show when you're on it.
Your own radio show. This is turning into Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Donegan.
And Green.
Yes.
The thing that's 20% more vitamin C than the orange, what's that called again?
That was the rose hip, Brian.
The rose hip, right.
Yeah, you remember them if you were a dosser in school.
Yeah, what did you do with them if you were in school?
You put them down the back of somebody's jumper and you patted them on the back as if they had sunburn, and it's itchy backs.
Itchy backs, right. We were talking about them last week.
We briefly touched
not on air, but off air, and you can't eat them. And you're saying this is food you can get for free.
No, the whole thing about the it's funny actually. Harvest for the World, when I was picking a track, and I was kind of going, yeah, that's actually quite appropriate. But the funny thing about the rose hip, when I was researching this, is that the Ministry of Food, which came in around about the time of World War II, and there was food shortages, and you couldn't import oranges, etc. Jamie Oliver released a book called Ministry of Food. I read it actually yesterday in Swords Library, I think, but it had zero to do with what the original Ministry of Food is. No offence to Jamie's book, takes an entirely different angle. What they were saying was it was a case of how do you keep that amount of proper food substance, energy, nutrient, vitamin, getting it into the bodies of the people, and how do you work around it? And what they realised was, yes, if you take the rose hip and you boil it like a fruit, you boil it as if you're boiling, you stewing apples, let's say, for example, and you boil it as such, it works out absolutely perfect. Now, there's a little bit of work and there's a bit of straining, but the question is do you eat them raw? No. But also on that same note, what I would say to you is there's a lot of people I know wouldn't eat the slow berry raw either.
Because what would happen to you if you ate the itchy back,
well,
as I call it.
Yeah, but that's what it is. The seeds, the problem with the rose hip is not the rose hip itself. The problem is the seeds are an irritant. They're the irritant.
They just stick
down your throat.
Yeah.
Serious. Well, unless you want to put a spatula down your throat and scratch your esophagus, like, it doesn't really work out too well. But I think on the slow as well, the slow is just it's a very dry fruit. I mean, it's worthwhile tasting, but as versus that, the funny thing is the elderflower champagne is probably the most refreshing of all that you will ever take.
We had a debate off air last week about foraging.
We had many debates off air.
And we were trying to kind of come down on it where you want to promote it, but you don't want to promote it for like mass supermarket type foraging. You don't want, everything cleaned out of the area. In fact, we discussed some of it on air, and I'm just thinking that should there be a kind of a health warning with your five to say do these, but do it with somebody who knows what they're doing?
I think the question came up midweek via Twitter, and I was shown a photograph of a mushroom, and the question was, is this safe to eat? And that's very dubious territory, to be honest with you. And it's only when you get talking to somebody like Aaron, our guest from last week, who has actually lived in the wilds for periods of 2-3 weeks, and he's done that whole, marine SAS job of living in a ditch, and you're kind of going,
It's good to ask, right? So should you ask, not on the internet or by text or photograph, but ask somebody who is beside you who knows better?
Well, the golden rule I have is if you don't know what it is, don't touch it.
Right.
Just don't. It's not worth taking a chance. There are that many varieties of mushrooms out there, and I'm possibly ending up putting a question mark or an exclamation mark as per sense of humour somewhere in the middle of the sentence, Brian. But once you get into to buried fruits, and again, when you look at what is Diatropis belladonna, any of the nightshade family, which are considered poisonous and reported to have killed people by some form or other, when you look at how pretty those fruits are, how sincerely beautiful, and I've seen people with the flowers of these on their kitchen table, and the fruits of them on their kitchen table, and I'm going, like, God almighty, if one of the kids got up and put one of those in their mouth, there'd be serious repercussions. Serious repercussions. So the golden rule is, if you don't know what it is, don't eat it. And if you can go out, and if you are going to do the forage, there's a difference between taking a little bit for yourself and taking it home, as my mom used to do when we had the caravan down in Arklow. You'd pick some berries and you made some jam. You brought a little pot into your teacher for school, and you did the give me 100% of my homework the next day. Yes.
Do you remember what I was talking about last week? The weather was so nice that flowers were blooming in September.
Uh-huh.
Well, now we're a week on and it's October.
Yes.
And I'm a year older, by the way.
Oh, are you? Happy birthday.
Yes.
When was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Did you get cake?
I did.
Aww.
You know my house for cake.
Well, yes, I do, actually. I go around quite regularly for that sole reason.
But fast forward a week, this morning, question of the morning I heard this morning was, what attracts you to moths? Now, not the Dublin term moths, right? Moths have turned up in the south of England from Africa that haven't been seen for decades because of the warm air that's been blowing up and the lovely weather. Of course, the answer to the question would obviously be, you know, another question, which is, you know, moths are attracted to lights. Anyway, now what I was going to say is that lovely weather has continued.
Yeah.
And you're out in the garden. We asked people, did they notice anything growing? Did you notice anything growing that you wouldn't see till next spring?
Well, I think the big one that stood out for anybody who was following the blog, the big one was the garlic that I had planted and the onions that I had planted, and both of them have come up a lot earlier than they should have. You know, the average mean temperature for October traditionally should be somewhere around about 9, 10 Celsius at this moment in time. Growing point for most plants, grass for example, would be about 12, 14 Celsius. That's plants ticking over. Anything above that and you've got decent growth. My grass, I only cut it last week, and you've got a situation where it's back up and it's needing a cutting again. But my garlic plants that were, somebody telling me the dates on the blog, and you'll have it maybe 2-3 weeks ago, they're standing at 2-3 inches tall, and that's the point where I'm kind of going, this is a little bit quicker than it should have been. If you're watching TV3 or RTE or one of those, you will notice temperatures are up around 16, 17, 18 Celsius. So, you know, that's where you are, Brian.
Speaking of changing weather, have we time for another track?
I think we should, yeah.
This is a song...
I know who you're going to pick, that's why I'm saying yes.
But you don't know what the song's called. This song's called Weather Change, and it's by a group called Traz, T-R-A-Z.
Oh, we met them at the Spirit of Folk. They were the first band on the Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. It was.
Oh, Saturday
Let's
morning.
Have a listen to their song now.
Thank you.
Traz and Weather Change on 103.2 Dublin City FM, Sod Show, #Sod Show, and 087-977-1032 if you want to contact us. If you want to check out more Traz, search YouTube for Traz Spirit of Folk. Lovely video there. Peter,
how are you?
Good.
Yes, enjoyed that.
Trees, Andrew Montague.
Hey, it was National Tree Week yesterday.
Lord Mayor Montague.
It was National Tree Week yesterday.
A week in a day.
Do you know what I found out?
My birthday. Go on.
Do you know what I found out?
What?
When it was National Tree Day. I found out today.
Okay.
I knew it was on the horizon. I know it's in around about
but
the first week.
But can't there be
October.
Another tree week next month or something? Because there's two potato weeks.
Yes, no, National Tree Week. It is a very, very important one. But they have a new native tree trail for... God almighty, she sells on the seashore. A new native tree trail for Finglas Park. And to mark National Tree Day on Thursday the 6th of October, the Lord Mayor Andrew Montague officially opened a native tree trail in Johnstown Park. Have you ever been there?
No.
I've never been there. I must make a point
but
of
I've
going
met
there.
Andrew.
Have you met Andrew?
Yeah, he's the guy who in 2004, just before the local elections, I don't think he'd been elected back then, was talking about a free bike scheme for Dublin, and he pushed and pushed and pushed and he got it, and now he's Lord Mayor.
And I have to say, it's a very successful Dublin bike scheme. I use it extremely well and to great use, I have to say.
Never used it.
It's an absolute... Well, Brian, yes, no, I have to say it's an absolute bargain buster. Yes, Johnstown Park have the native tree trail. It is the fourth in Dublin City, funnily enough, surprising to a lot of people. It introduces visitors to a selection of Ireland's native trees which were grown naturally within the park. 15 native tree signposts and a tree trail map will assist explorers with their search for species of trees like hazel, ash, yew and willow. The project is an initiative of Dublin City Council's Biodiversity Action Plan for the city's parks. And I have to say, very well done. I didn't know there was four native tree
but there,
trails.
It's something like thousands of trees planted in this scheme, is it?
Not too sure the details. I have to say a huge thanks to Anthony McGuinness, our good friend.
Just go to notes for the editor at the bottom. I think it says something about 10,000 trees planted over the number of years.
Well, I'll read out the notes. Notes to the editor. This is extremely unprofessional, Brian, but I'll do it.
Pretend I'm the editor. Go on.
The event will take place. Well, it was an event that took place yesterday, and the park is comprised, is that correct? That's of 12.75 hectares of parkland, including several hectares of mature planting and tree-lined walks.
Ah,
it serves
the
communities of Finglas and Glasnevin. They also have tennis courts, playgrounds for children 0 to 12, and playing pitches for soccer and GAA, etc.
See, I heard the hectares and I thought everything was planted, but obviously not.
Do you know where the other native tree trails are, actually? One is in Bushy Park. There's one in Crumlin, there's one in Poppentree Park that I've been to actually in Ballymun, and Markovich Park also in Ballyfermot.
Okay, that's about it for the Sod Show. We've run out of time. I'm sorry I'm late.
It's all right, Brian. You can make it up to us next week.
I'll come in earlier.
Bring me some cake next time.
Yeah, maybe.
Excellent.
No.
Folks, whatever you do in the great outdoors, do enjoy. As always, you'll find the podcast for the Sod Show live in iTunes on the blog. That's blog.donneganlandscaping.com, and you can also get it on facebook.com/DonneganLandscaping. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye for now.